joined by Dr. Angela Mazzone. She's a postdoctoral researcher from the National Anti-Bullying Research and Resource Center, ABC, which is in DCU. Dr. Mazzone is involved in a large-scale national study on workplace bullying funded by the HSE. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning.
And welcome to our Lifeline program today. Could you tell
thank
us
you.
A
thank
little bit?
Me.
Yeah, thank you. Could you give us a general overview about the workplace bullying that the research you are doing?
Yeah, of course. So bullying is aggressive behavior which is carried out by a group or by a single individual and which aims at harming a less powerful target. So bullying at work occurs when someone is systematically subjected to aggressive behavior by one or more co-workers or superiors over a long period of time. But bullying has some main features.
Yes.
And scholars agree on three main features of bullying, actually, which make bullying different from conflict. And these features are intentionality, power imbalance, and repetition.
Hmm.
So,
what do you mean by that? Could you explain a little bit about it?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So when it comes to intentionality, I mean that the perpetrator aims at harming a less powerful target, so with the intent to cause physical, social, or psychological harm.
Yes.
And but sometimes perpetrators may also want to defend their position in the organization, and this is more likely to happen in highly competitive organizations.
Yes.
So, for instance, being dominant and protecting one's own position and reputation is normally expected from some groups like managers.
Yes.
And the second feature is power imbalance.
Yeah.
So the perpetrator is in a position of either real or perceived superiority. So bullying at work happens when a more powerful individual bullies a less powerful counterpart, which often is a subordinate. But bullying can also occur between co-workers and even in an upward direction, meaning that subordinates may bully their managers.
Yes, yes.
And the third feature is repetition. So a one-off incident is not bullying, but bullying is repeated and persistent. So it's sustained negative behavior. And in the scientific literature, there is no agreement about the extent of frequency and duration of bullying.
Yes.
But a suggested criterion is one incident per week over a period of at least 6 months.
Yes.
However, I would say that workplace bullying is a process, so it might develop over time. So, of course, employees should not wait for several months before asking for help. So often workplace bullying starts with occasional covert behavior, and gradually it increases in frequency, and in doing so becomes more overt. So
yes.
At the beginning,
it's a covert thing at the beginning.
Subtle aggressive behaviors.
Yes. So at the beginning, it could be covert, and until it comes out to the forefront,
yeah,
I suppose. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
So there might be some.
Is there a distinction between bullying and other types of aggressive behaviors and conflicts, etc.?
Sorry.
Is there a distinction between bullying and other types of aggressive behaviors? You know, human beings have a few aggressive behaviors towards each other. And
As I said before, the three main features of bullying, intentionality, power
intentionality,
and
intentionality,
make
yes.
bullying different from every other kind of aggressive behavior.
And could you tell us a bit about the causes and consequences? Does it need a kind of a toxic atmosphere or, you know, environment for bullying to happen in a workplace?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say so. So I would say that bullying is actually the product of an intertwinement between individual and contextual factors.
Mm.
So the reasons for bullying at work are actually multiple and complex. and it is actually hard to outline a general profile of targets and perpetrator, but we can say that targets of bullying at work may often have an outsider position.
Yes.
Meaning that sometimes they might be devalued group members, and they might be either isolated or socially exposed. These individuals are so more likely to be targeted. So targets of bullying are often perceived as anxious in social situations and not competent enough in their job by their co-workers.
Yes.
And sometimes they even appear as aggressive and provocative.
Yes.
Make them worthy of bullying in the eyes of the perpetrators.
Yes, yes. So actually, they make up stories about the person. Is it? Do you mean a bully can make up stories about another person, harming their character or their personality?
Yeah, but of course, I mean, personality is not, as I said, there is a complex intertwinement between.
Yes.
The environment and personality. So it's not all about the target's personality, but of course, like, the perpetrators might put the blame on the target and believe that bullying was provoked. So as to the perpetrator's profile, as I said, it's actually hard to outline a perpetrator's profile, but what we know from scientific research is that perpetrators are male more often than female, and they are supervisors and managers more often than co-workers. And they are oftentimes they show dominance and anxiety. They are impulsive and aggressive, and in most cases they lack good social skills in social interactions.
Yes.
Like altruism and cooperativeness.
Yes.
So they are actually very much focused on the, on achieving personal and organizational goals, and they don't have, they are not concerned about the welfare of others.
Yes.
So they oftentimes lack empathy, actually, which is the ability to understand others' feelings, thoughts, and point of views, and they oftentimes lack shame and guilt. So they are, they don't feel regret or remorse for their own actions, but instead they blame the others for bullying. Like I said, they put the blame on the victim, for instance, and believe that the target actually deserves bullying.
Yes, yes. So let's talk a bit about, I mean, let's talk about the bully. I mean, they are also human beings. I mean, they are not suddenly, you know, they are not evil people, hopefully. And they probably have their own problems, in, maybe in their home, in their everyday life, you know. A bully is
Of course. Yeah, I would say that bullying is the result of the interaction between several contexts, actually. So even the wider environment or, like, personal issues can, of course, interact with the workplace.
Yes.
But also, like, I've been so far very focused on the individual factors, but organizational factors are actually important as well. So, for instance, the workplace might be very stressful.
Yes.
And competitive. There might be a high level of conflict. And so when there is this lack of friendly and supportive climate, bullying is more likely to happen. And bullying could also occur within organization with little encouragement for personal growth, as well as within monotonous and unchallenging working situations.
Yes, yes.
But an interesting aspect is that a low morale within the organization and a tendency to consider bullying as a normal behavior could also contribute to bullying itself. So we know that bullying is not an isolated phenomenon, which means that there are witnesses when bullying happens. So it's not just something that goes on between the perpetrator and the target. But some studies found that up to 40% of employees reported having witnessed workplace bullying. And these people who witness, these employees who witness bullying, are referred as bystanders. And bystanders play a critical role in highlighting bullying in organizations and helping the targets, but oftentimes actually they are reluctant. They don't actually help the victim of bullying for various reasons, because, for instance, they might fear of being the next target, and of course they might risk their own position in the organization.
Yes, and maybe they don't want to, although they witness it, they are not bold enough to come up and, you know, own up to it, you know, like, yes, because it makes, you know, waves in the organization, probably. I mean, I read now recently that there was Amnesty International, of all people, have been, you know, they have been accused of bullying their staff. Among their staff, but I don't know who did what, but the management actually, you know, offered to resign, and that was quite a shock to me, because they are people who actually are supposed to be, you know, safeguarding people's human rights and so. So it can happen anywhere, and the denial is one of the things that might perpetrate these, you know, COVID bullying, I suppose.
Yeah, that's actually really worrisome, because, as you said, we would not expect bullying to happen in some organizations that are supposed to help people and to safeguard human rights. But yeah, bullying seems to happen, could happen everywhere.
Yeah, and denial is not a good thing. I suppose we need to be alert to. We as human beings, we can err, but we need to be alert how things can happen. You have a lot of information on research in international areas, isn't it? You worked a lot with in the continent. What did you find?
Yeah.
What did you find? Is there a difference in between Ireland and the continental research that you were involved in?
Yeah, that is true. I have like international experiences, but I must say that my background is in school bullying.
Mm.
So Ireland is actually the first country where I'm conducting a project, where I'm doing research on workplace bullying.
Mm.
So, but of course, like, I know the international literature, and we know that, for instance, the consequences of bullying are really are serious for the target, but not only for the target, but for the organization as a whole. Like, as we can imagine, like, targets of bullying show various psychological problems.
Could you explain a little bit about the, you know, consequences of bullying, for instance, for the person who's bullied?
Yeah, as I was just saying, the targets show depression, anxiety, burnout, somatic complaints, but there are also costs for the organization as a whole, because sometimes workplace bullying is associated with sickness leave and high levels of stress by the targets, which is connected to high turnover. And of course, these kind of issues impact the organization in terms of cost, reputation, and legal issues.
Yes,
but also for the bystanders, there are serious consequences, because they might show high levels of fear of being the next target, or they might live in a very toxic environment. So there might be a very a negative work climate, which of course affects also the bystanders.
I'd say it's very stressful for the bully as well, because I mean, I don't think they probably enjoy it, do you think?
That is true, but sometimes, and I think this is very worrisome, they might not even realize
exactly
they are
yes.
bullying someone.
Yes.
Because it might be just their own style. Or they might try to protect their own position in the organization. So, but that's worrisome, so it means that we need to increase their own empathy.
Yes.
And their own understanding that they are causing serious troubles to the targets.
Angela, could you tell us a little bit about your organization? I know that you have World Anti-Bullying Forum 2019 you are sponsoring it. Are you the host of it?
We will host an international conference in DCU.
Yes, and you also have the International Journal of Bullying Prevention. Do you print it, or are you the editors of it?
The director of the center, James Higgins Norman, is the editor of the journal.
Yeah.
And as to the World Anti-Bullying Forum, it will be held in Dublin from 4 to 6 of June. And we will have international experts from all over the world. And this is the conference will be focused on bullying in various contexts, so not just workplace, but also school and other contexts. Yeah.
So your center is doing great work. I think it was started by Professor Mona Moore in 1996, was it? Yes. I think it was in Trinity once. I remember it.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah,
and it's been going on for a long time. I wonder if the people know about it. Do you do anything else? Like, could people, if people are bullied or whatever, could they ring your center and
We provide legal resources, and of course we and assessment of workplace bullying, for instance. So we are willing and help people who have been bullied either in school or in the workplace.
And you also give workshops, don't you, and in schools and and in workplace.
Carry out workshops in in school for teachers, parents, and in the workplace, in organizations.
Okay, and thank you very much for coming to talking to us today. And it's really important. Do you have a phone number that you could tell us, give us, so that the people
I can give it, but I don't provide counseling because I am a researcher, so my main role here is just doing research.
Is there a phone number for the center?
We don't have a general phone number.
Okay, could you give us the phone number some that people can call and find out about more?
They can find out more about my project. Yeah, I can give my direct line. It's 01-884-2147.
Could you say it again, please? Repeat it.
Yeah, it's 01-884-2147.